just saying to JW about key number three, which is lockdown valve rule, that in the one of the many times I've talked to you about the keys, you mentioned the 15 minutes of good and 15 minutes of nasty. That is, there's some sort of evidence of that in this key. And what struck me, Ion, is that it sounds like karma. You do good.
No,
and
it's not. No. It's not karma. Because see, the karmatic position means you get retribution, or you get blowback, or you get paid back. And it's not about pay. It's not about being paid at all.
Mm-hmm.
What it is you look at the, okay. If that were to be the case, then the gift of sowing and reaping, would that be karma? No, that's the end line. That's the step. I've sown seeds and I'm getting a bountiful return, more than the seed that I gave. Well, that's not karma. That's just the process of sowing and reaping. So all we're saying from this balance is that let's say there is no good and let's say there is no bad. Well, Bob says, I got you. That's my world. That's the Croker quadrant. I got this. This isn't Thompson. No, now you're being definitive. And he's going to try to tangle us up just this side of the hex advertisement. But we got a little trick bag that we're going to lay out in between here. In between here, if there is no good and there is no bad, but you look at it from a proximity of where you are, it brings you right back to the Thompson quadrant, right back to Thompson to say, oh, okay, I'm better off than I was. Better off than I was because I was so bad off before. You see? If I'm on death's door and now I can sit up good, well, that's not very good, but that's 10 times better than it was. So this mercury dimes, the shiny dimes, the point of the dimes, the silver, becomes markers that you keep track of where you are in proximity to where you are. For example, are you dead and in a grave? Okay, that's probably not as pleasant as up walking to the swimming pool. Okay? When if you're really tired, it might be okay. But being in the grave is not negative. It's just not as pleasurable as being able to go to the cement pond.
Okay.
So you can't lay it from a karma position. Let's say it's a rhythm, such as iambic pentameter. It's a rhythm. And so you balance that rhythm with both alternating sides of whatever the issue is. See how we've twisted this around and it's not good and evil anymore. But we use that because you could go, oh, okay, I got that. I know about it. 15 minutes for good and then 15. It's not karma. It's balance. It's not karma.
Yeah.
It's balance. And if you say it that way, then you go, oh, yeah. So that's a good, that's great, great position. Because it cleaned up a lot of potential problems if you weren't really careful.
Okay.
What we're trying to do in this whole process, Carolyn, properly so, is to smooth off the edges between this is a good thing and this is a bad thing. This will hurt you and this won't. You see? And we go back cheekily say, have you ever met a sick meth head? They don't get sick. People on meth ain't sick. They just don't get sick. They're strung out on their minds, but they don't get sick. Their body is so busy trying to process the poison of methamphetamine, they don't have any time for any issue or problem. They're chasing that dragon, honey. And so, therefore, it refocuses the position that does not make room, as total fucked up biology, you've been preaching to the choir for all these years, you keep dabbling in it and it'll get on you see, that chasing it. It's the fun is back in Canada, if you're not sick when you go to the doctor, you will be when you get out. You ain't sick before you go, you will be sick before hospital, you will be sick the time you get out of hospital from that side.
Yeah.
So
okay,
that
I'm good.
Stuff, that helps that.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. March 21st, 2015. And apparently I said, so we're still waiting on the I block for the final kada. And this is 2015. Ion says, not so much. No, it's more of a different conversation. What you're waiting on is the chip body to get more in the carbon land, because the faster we move to carbon completely, 2015, then you're going to solve a lot of this other, 2015, because it won't be affected by the other bump. When the other bump hits, it won't affect it because it'll be the carbon securely. And I said, okay, well, Bob jumps in and says, does that mean a different kind of technology than the silicon? And Ion says, yes, carbon-based, not silicon-based. But having that to do with the I-block, can you give us an update on that?
The update about where it is in proximity to the carbon field of force?
Yes. We were waiting for... we're waiting on the chip body to get more in the carbon land. So where are we with that?
We're doing great, and it's happening as we speak. It's making edicts. It's making directions. It's making prophecy and fulfilling itself in prophecy. Herbert W. Armstrong would roll over in his fucking grave if he found out that the word made the word and the word would make the word good.
Okay.
Kind of counterintuitive. It's like my religion's sending me to hell.
Right. You're right. Bob.
My religion is sending me to hell.
Yeah, but I might not know enough about this to ask more questions. Bob, is that something that interests you?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, Mike.
Christian Murdy.
Okay, Bob says he doesn't, he's not really following it. He depends on re-listening to this, so he doesn't really follow it the first time.
Once he chews it, he'll have great fun because he'll be able to connect the dots, and especially the merging or the overlapping of the four bodies that made the fifth body. That overlap, it's what's going to be the key that you're missing from your video, from your lotus flower opening. We promised that. And Bob wasted $50,000, so we're going to make that good.
Oh, God, I know. We had to keep him happy with something.
That's good. It's good. It was good. He liked it. He netted a little bit, so that's all that matters. It's good.
What's the topic you guys are talking about?
It was a question about, I said, so we're still waiting on the I block for the final ta-da. This was in March 2015, 5 years ago. And I said, not so much. It's more of a different conversation. What you're waiting on is the chip body to get more into the carbon land. Because the faster we move to carbon completely, then you're going to solve a lot of this other issue because it won't be affected by the other bump. When the other bump hits, it won't affect it because it will be in the carbon securely. And you said, does that mean a different kind of technology than silicon? And Ion said, yes, carbon-based, but there's much more to it than that. I asked Ion for an update give us an update on waiting on the chip body to get more into the carbon land. And he said, yeah, it's going by leaps and bounds.
Okay, so is the tech body, is that anticipating the tech body?
It's proving the tech body. It's not anticipating it, it's proving it. See, the tech body is the technology that's proving you guys are fucked up. Without the tech body, you'd never know how ridiculous Schumer is when he gets up and says something ridiculous like, the winds of hell are blowing, and now you're going to find if you vote against really, really late-term abortions up to 18 years of age, then something bad's going to happen to you. See, without the tech body, you'd never notice that as a a bit statement that's a bit off. So it's proving its point. But he didn't get part of it right. The winds of hell are blowing. So, yeah. That part's right.
And why does Zion say we go from four bodies to the fifth? Is that the mystery body?
No, it's the landscape. It's no longer mysterious. It's not a mystery anymore. But without the four bodies, you'd never notice the landscape. If you don't have a window, you could never look out the window to see the terra firma. Even though you're not sure what the terra firma is, you can at least recognize that it's something. You don't know what, but it's something. See, the mystery landscape, you couldn't even see it as that then. Now you can. Now you have the ability to. Now, we don't know if you have the capacity, but you do have the ability to make notation. So, yes. Did that answer your question?
No, but...
Okay.
Bob shrugs, but he's not in the middle of this. Now, Bob, when do you want to take over? I can keep going. I still have questions. Bob, keep going. Okay, thank you, Ion. Bob may go into that at some future.
Well, it's Croker. Later. He hates Croker. He hates Croker because it almost tries to undo LaRouche. So he's not going to give that too much, because you actually have LaRouche who could come up with some pandemic issue that might actually mean something, and no one else can, because everybody else is all but dead.
Mm. Yeah.
Thompson.
Okay.
Thompson, all but dead.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
Yes,
Bert. Ooh. I changed my font and here we go. Bert. Yeah, talked about the payday February 22nd. Bert talked about the change of super sugar to the 97 oxygen. Ion dropped that on Brent and what used first of October. Okay, so my question today is, we thought oxygen was diminishing. Is this a sign of it diminishing by the 097 instead of 098?
Well, we don't say diminishing. Sugar. We don't say diminishing. We say changing.
I see.
And so it'll be compounded, kind of like when we say that everybody, if you take the spaces out of everybody's cells in their body.
Then it fits in the size
of a sugar cube. It'd be a super dense sugar cube. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
But it would be very tiny. So we say oxygen is going to be changed, because you still have it, but it won't oxidize anymore. Because, see, they say oxygen is very stable, but we say it's not, Carolyn.
No, it's very reactive.
Of course. It's caustic, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think they get that impression because we breathe oxygen, and they think, well, we can't breathe something caustic. But
you breathe it, and you make carbon dioxide. carbon dioxide is the fallout part. Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start peeing carbolic acid. That'll be nice. That'll show them.
There we go. That'll show them. Okay, on what you think, March 29, 2014, you said a soul is a stenographer for a body. A spirit is the ethers in which the ionosphere is contained, it's also non-physical. So are you saying, Ion, that spirit, ethers, ionosphere, and non-physical are all the same thing?
Same capacity. We won't say they're exactly the same thing, because you can do one thing without the other thing. So it's like it's not every body part, but it's a lot of the body parts. So yes, they intertwine, but they're not. They can be independent of each other. Meaning, the nose can smell even though it's not attached to a body.
Yeah, independent. Mm-hmm. Got it. switch gears.
It's like when you get your body upside down and your nose runs and your feet smell.
Yeah. Okay, Ion on payday, March 29, 2014.
Ooh, an oldie but a goodie.
All of them, most of them. Ion said, the caller said that Ion said chromosome 14 is a switchgear. And Ion said, it is a switchgear. And then on May 10, 2014, Ion said, you are a switchgear. And the caller said, we humans? Mm-hmm. And Ion said, yeah, you humans are a switchgear. It's more simply mm-hmm. based as a breaker. You are a breaker. So my question today is, is our switchgear the frequency that we vibrate at that turns mm-hmm. our chromosome 14 on and off?
No. The switchgear is the thing that bases, it's the thing that stages the energy flow of your frequency, whatever your frequency is, and allows it to be transformed into something that's pliable or usable or that can be transduced to transduction, that can be transduced. Mm-hmm. Now the little man sinin, we can't even say syndrome. The little man sinin, we can't even say it, so we don't know why you want to do it. But let's say you're a Edgar Cayce. Okay, and you see things, it messes you up, and you like things, but you don't know, and you're confused. Then you got a John Wayne Gacy, who's got a frequency that wants to kill little children after he does bad things to them, that you're driven, and then you've got to keep them close so you bury them under the house, for Pete's sake. That frequency drives that frequency. He can't help it. He's got to do that. Doesn't make any difference. He's got to do that. It's the only thing that works. He's just got to. Like a moth to the flame. That frequency is the thing that the switchgear could transduce into something else. But you got to admit that it's a pretty incredible energy that can drive someone to do something so abhorrently inappropriate.
So the frequency of a human drives mm-hmm. the switchgear to what? Turn on or off? The chromosome 14?
It's not like turning on and off. It's shifting it. A switch gear doesn't, it's not like a, it's not like that. What it does is it converts that massive blow you up energy and focuses mm-hmm. it in such a way that you can have enough to cook Bob and or cook Bob's supper. The same energy will do both. Mm-hmm. The same energy will do both. But you got to mm-hmm. pare it down. We like to say pare. Pare it down so that it's a workable coefficient. A workable coefficient.
I see.
Basically, making the amperage meet the wattage.
Yeah.
So it's not overloaded. Because, see, that's what little man happens, Carolyn. They get this thing right, and they have these little moments of lucidity when they figure something out, and then they go kill themselves. I mean, it's stupid. It don't make no sense. Oh, I've got the tiger by the tail. Now let's go eat the lion.
That's what the antidepressants do. That's what the antidepressants do. They give you
enough energy
to kill yourself.
we're more fun of the pro-psychotropics.
Believe me. Okay, next.
When you talk about with socialism, you run out of other people's money. Why couldn't... since the Fed is making up money out of the blue and everybody else is and Trump's making up money, it's just manifest in some crazy way, why can't the government just say, we're canceling all students' debts? Why can't they just say that? You know, they do everything else fictional with money.
No, they don't do anything fictional. That has to be balanced. The system is very, very, very fragile. They don't
print
money, Bob. It has to be based on the gross national product. Now, if Trump has increased production of the gross national product, those values that are created, that's what you have to balance money to. If you don't, you'll be like Zimbabwe, and a loaf of bread will cost $9 trillion.
Trump, the way you talk about him, he's doing stuff that nobody understands. So where's the knowledge of balance happening?
We don't know what they don't understand. He sits there and he brought all the business back home. He made the deals with Canada. He made the deal with Canada and Mexico, the YMCA, the new, that canceled NAFTA and GATT that almost destroyed the American economy. He's made a deal with China, and then they reneged on it, so their whole country got pushed into peril. Now they can't sell a goddamn thing. Yeah. Raise your hand. Xi Jinping, you want to die of coronavirus? Say one more thing about Donald J. Trump. Say one more thing. You'll be running around with a mask on eternally.
So people don't understand Trump, but he's doing something, and
he's doing what he said he's going to do. No, no. Go back. Here's what's wrong with Donald J. Trump. He's a scoundrel. He's every bad thing you ever want to say. He's all that and some more. He's done shit that curl your hair, Bob, and you've seen everything. When you lived through Lyndon LaRouche, you've seen it all, Bob. You lived through Mary McLuhan. Jesus, God, it ain't nothing much worse than that. Boy,
yep.
My God. So past that, he's done stuff that's worse that'll curl your hair. But here's what he's done. He's got in there, and what he said he's going to do, he's doing. And he said, I'm going to make America great again. He said, I'm going to make America great again, but I'm going to use rich people. I'm tired of you fucking poor people. You fucking poor people have run this shit in the ground. Poor people can't do nothing but be poor. Get somebody that's figured out how not to be poor and then let them be in charge of something so everything can get rich. Okay? Now, the parody in that conversation is that he's keeping his quote word. These things, these ridiculous things called promises. He said, I'm going to make America, wait for it, great again, as if it were not. Okay? And now he's able to come in and say, our economy is now better than it has ever been. See? Now he's saying, it won't be long, he'll be saying, that damn Abraham Lincoln, he wasn't much to him. Wait till you see the monument they build to me. We're going to tear the Lincoln Monument down, and I'll show you how to build a monument. Because I have really big hands. I have really big hands. I'm going to put some really big hands. Now, you can hear him actually trying to raise fucking money for that very process. It wouldn't surprise us a lick bit in the world if he took up the Jefferson Memorial and put that as his footprint. or made it like a marble or something he was going to throw when the Jefferson Memorial became a marble or something ridiculous. Wouldn't surprise us at all. But what Trump does is he says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And he does it. See, that's amazing. Everybody, the Democrats are all talking about this shit they're going to do. They're not going to do anything because nobody's going to vote for it if they ever got elected. But if they were to get elected, it would be like every other thing that goes on. Oh, the House said no. Oh, the Senate said no. Oh, no, it can't get up. They won't put it to the floor to vote. The 17,000 bills we passed. Nobody let things get. It's all a bunch of double talk. Trump says, fuck it, I'll do it. Get out of my way. I got this. Here. Okay, Israel, we're moving to from Tel Aviv, which is 10,000 miles from everywhere. We're going to Jerusalem. That's where it is. That's the capital. That's where it all went down. That's where we're going to. And he doesn't talk about it. Everybody's talked about it. They just did it. Bam.
Right.
They just did it. So he's a doer, and the doing is shocking everybody on every level. And they can't believe that he gets away with what he gets away with because he's doing. Everybody's got more money in their pocket, and they're tickled to shit. It's a good day.
Well, he's doing because he's using rich people's money.
No, he's doing because he's not gauged by the condition. He's saying, you're doing this all wrong. Just do it. Stop talking about it and do it. There's the rub. Quit talking.
Well, why is he able to do it?
Because he just sets it to motion. He says, I'm going to do this. And then they say, well, you can't do that. He says, I'm going to do it anyway. And then he just sets and calls them and says, hey, get this done. And they say, oh, okay. And he does.
Yeah, so
that's
so the normal – what?
That's extreme.
Right.
Extreme.
But the normal comments say, he's doing all this and we've got a huge debt. We're going to die. You know, that's
you have no more debt. You have no more debt than you did, and now you actually have a solution. He brought trillions of dollars back home. By the end of his next year, that's the 2021, he will have raised enough money to pay off the national debt.
Okay, so they say, Obama likes to say lately, This recovery started during his administration. Is there any truth in that?
Oh, for God's sake. His recovery was the TARP bailout that they, quote, mysteriously somehow paid back. Yeah. All he did was give them a marker. He gave them a margin, and that's all he did. That's all he was able to do.
And so, nobody paid it back.
Well, there was nothing to pay back. It wasn't about paying back, Bob.
Oh, okay. So he talks conventionally, and he thinks people are fooled by it, or he doesn't understand what he's talking about. Yes, he believes that he started it.
He really doesn't know. He truly does. He just doesn't know. He just doesn't know.
Yeah, he never had this financial experience in his life. He was a community organizer.
Right. Yeah. Right. And from Illinois, for Pete's sake. I mean, right. You get these rugrats coming around here running something like they're something. It's ridiculous.
So maybe since it's all over, you could tell us who were in the Daughters of the American Revolution brought him in. And you got any names? Who made him president? Who were those women?
The Richelsons from Richelson Steel, which he then Richardson.
Okay.
Richelson.
That sounds like you're saying Richelson. Richelson.
That's correct.
Okay. And who were they? Are they billionaires, trillionaires, or something? How are they influential?
They own the steel, all of the steel.
Oh, okay. So.
And how he paid them back? How he paid them back was by destroying their industry. They're all but bankrupt. Until Trump. Now Trump's bringing it all back home. Everything's back to working again. So
is Richelson going to appreciate Trump then?
They do already.
So in some ways, Trump has become the establishment. He's the incumbent. They recognize he did great things, and that's why he'll get reelected on the incumbent principle. The establishment that has come around to see his benefit. And the Democrats just have lost their way completely.
The benefit is that he does it. The benefit is he does it.
Right.
That's the benefit.
I don't understand why other people can't do it. I don't know what he's doing that others don't do. Is it something financial?
What we can't figure out is what did Obama's talking about of what he did. What did Obama do? He got us into Obamacare, which about destroyed everything, for Pete's sake. And so there you go. So,
yeah, but the economy goes in cycles regardless of the president.
Okay.
That's the wisdom. That's the daily wisdom. Oh, it goes in cycles, and Trump showed up at the peak period of the cycle, the inevitable cycle.
No. He showed up at the time and pushed the envelope that changed the momentum. He walked right in and said, we're opening up coal again. How much coal do we need? We don't really need any coal. But he opened up all the coal mines, and everybody's working, and they love Donald J. Trump. Say something about him in Pennsylvania. They'll cut
He's making coal. We don't need it. What's being done to the coal they're producing?
We don't nothing. We don't need it. We don't use it. But that doesn't matter. That's not the point, you see.
Well, it just keeps piling up somewhere and probably cause pollution somehow.
Probably. Who cares? It's all good.
Where is it piling up, this stuff that's taking out of
the yard, in the coal yards?
Of Pennsylvania?
No, everywhere. They ship it. They pay to ship it. They ship it around places. they move it. They get paid. They mail it to this one, and then they mail it back, and they send it over and put it on stamps, lick it,
so he's
put
doing,
it somewhere else.
He's doing what the Pope, what McClune's joke was, that when the second coming happened, Jesus showed up, the Pope told everybody, look a busy. So everybody's looking a busy as Bob hovers over the planet, pterodactyl Bob. They're just looking a busy. They're just doing all the old media, and nothing new is being done, just looking busy with the old industries.
Yeah.
What's your criticism of that?
Agreed. No criticism. Agreed.
But it's going to change soon. New things are coming in. then that'll.
Well, they are. But then that's something else that Trump knows, or he has been. It's been intimated that he gets it, and so he's banking on these few little things occurring. That's where he gets his moxie, his gravitas, his audacious confidence.
Yes.
And he comes in and says, fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, that's what I said. Fuck you.
Okay.
Yeah, I said that.
He gets his confidence from our products, plus he knows what we're doing and he believes what we're going to do.
Well, he's seeing it. And he sees it's going to change things. And if you listen closely to what he says, that's exactly what he's actually saying.
He's comboed up.
Yeah. And how your world is changing that's making America great. That's the point. The
all right,
greatness of America.
Right. So the tech body made a Biden appear to win Super Tuesday. But he is going to get all fucked up because Barr and those guys are going after him next week. Am I right
they
on that
are.
Point?
Yes, they are.
So they're going to do to him what he did to Trump. Well, Trump was campaigning in 2016. They were trying to investigate the hell out of him. That's what's going to happen to Biden. And it'll be in the news. The stuff will come out. And that will then shake the Democrats' confidence. And then they'll have to start over again at the convention. That's why it'll be brokered.
Or they'll come back. Or they'll come back and he'll actually have to go serve time. And we'll have Comey come see if he can draw charges against Biden of what he investigated the last 99,278 times.
Well, no, but Comey goes to jail, too. Yeah,
well, that's right. That's his rub. It's his rub-a-dub-dub. You better know it.
So I see the headline last night today, Biden wins everything, you know, and what a comeback and all this hyperbole, which will be gone in 2 days, is how I see the tech body. Something else is going to happen, and then everybody will forget that he had a comeback because of other crazy stuff that will surface. Is that how we should perceive the tech body? Total discontinuity every couple of days or every 24 hours of another upset of some story, which then itself disappears after a day or so. And then there's another thing.
You can't find the news loop anymore, Bob. There used to be a loop. And you just had to, like, you could watch the morning news until after the first hour, and then the next hour would start repeating. People would say, they find it, so they get the loop, and then they'd quit listening. Or the ticker tape, it just runs on a loop, always, the numbers back and forth.
Yeah.
You have to wait until the next time it comes around to see what changed. Okay, but here's this thing. They've lost the loop. Remember, it was the Me Too movement. It was us, them, and why me too, and why me as why, and I am well too, and I could if I didn't know, if I didn't hate me so much. If I wasn't a pedophile, I wouldn't appreciate your children as much as you thought I did. And then come along with this whole thing that turned into these things that now all of a sudden aren't a thing anymore. Meanwhile, Weinstein got found not guilty on the worst of the nastiest charges. Wait a minute, how does that work? He was public enemy number fucking one.
And he got found out guilty, like, today?
The other day. On most of the charges, yeah.
But he still goes to jail, right?
Sooner or later, yeah.
Yeah, now he'll be less years.
Yeah, well, it won't be for the biggest crime. See, the biggest crime was bad. But now it's just a matter of a moment. Bless you.
How come he got off? It didn't happen, or he had good lawyers, or tech body likes to fuck with people.
Apparently, he got off with women who enjoyed getting off with him until 20 years later. Yeah, because the question was this. Okay, Harvey Weinstein raped you. He mauled you. He molested you. He has a weird genitalia. He's got broke dick syndrome. He's this, he's that. Why you let 15 fucking years go by before you said anything if you were that molested and maligned and malingered and maluded and all these terrible things? How are you going to wait till now, just now, to say something?
And what does they, are they brought in? They have to get grilled in court, or we're grilled on these points?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they fail to have a proper response, a valid response.
Gloria Albright, she got paid, but she didn't win.
Yeah, all red, isn't it? Gloria Allred?
No, she's very bright, Bob. She's bright.
I know, but I think her name is all red, but all bright.
Okay.
So she lost, didn't do well, and but she got paid. Okay. So
that's all she needed to be.
But we were talking about Weinstein. For what reason, Carolyn? We were, what was the topic just before that that led into Weinstein? It was a sidebar. So, you know what you were saying just before that? We were talking about
Luddites,
Biden.
Luddites don't make
good
technical
analysis. No. The tech body is hallucinating in front of us or making us hallucinate every day. And then you said Weinstein. So back to the tech body. We're looking at a change. And, you're listing the stories that don't mean anything anymore.
Right.
So the Biden victory will mean nothing in a week or two.
Well, it was 3 days ago. He was over. He was through. He was done. And then one day goes by, and everybody who was going to clean his clock quit and said, I pledge allegiance to you forever and day, and this is how it shall be. If you ever think should ever fall, I'll stand in your way. If you happen to fall, please follow me because I'm going to get the brokered convention, but I'm going to step out for now because I can't beat you anyway. This was the man who didn't even know he was running for Senate. He was running for Senate.
And so he
North Carolina says, I want to thank you.
Sister. He introduced
and
his wife
yes.
as a sister.
And then he's right where they put him when they walked out. Nobody moved, and he started screaming, they changed! They changed on me! They changed! It's like, God damn, that's going to be a bad day. Boy, don't get up and go pee in the middle of the night. Somebody's going to get pregnant. You better not do that the wrong way. This is no bueno here. It's like,
that's
okay.
What he said, they. He admitted they did it. Who's the they? That,
they changed. He's talking
people?
About the wife. He's saying the wife and the and the sister swapped places.
Said,
they moved.
Oh, he meant them. I thought he meant someone else did it to him and swapped it.
He wouldn't know.
Right. So is he really as everybody concludes that he's got dementia and all these things that they don't take him seriously?
No. He has Parkinson's.
Yeah, and has that been announced?
No, not yet.
Not officially.
Well, they're not
so
going to announce that. They can't announce that, my God. It's
okay.
Be like Michael J. Fox for president. They can't do that.
Right. So I was thinking that Biden, the establishment saw that Trump's going to win. Everybody's been getting nailed by Trump. So the Democratic establishment says, holy shit, we need to protect ourselves. We have to protect Biden, make him tell everybody get the hell out of the race. We make him the top guy so that Biden has some kind of running for president protection against the FBI and all that's going to hit him. Is that part of the quick reason? Because it'll extend to all the other Democrat establishment behind the scenes. They're guilty, too. So putting Biden up is a big protective move?
Yeah. And see, they're going to do Bernie Sanders out or they're going to kill him. Those are the choices.
Right.
But he cannot... He cannot be the Democratic presidential nominee.
But in the last election, when Sanders got screwed by Hillary, you predicted that the Sanders people would go vote for Trump or not for Hillary.
They did. That's exactly right. They did.
Now
and
those people
Wait one second. Or what they'll do is they won't go vote at all. And if they don't go vote at all, that's the same as voting for Donald J. Trump.
Right. So, meanwhile, before the voting day, they're going to wreck the convention. They're pissed, right? They know Biden, Sanders being killed and moved out, and they object to that because they think they're democracy. They think they're in a democracy. And they know they're the majority of the Democratic Party. So
I know, but they're in a democracy voting for socialism or communism. That's what's so hysterical about it. That's what's so hysterical about it. God damn it, I want to have my say in this communistic world. Yeah. And the best thing that ever happened to me, was Fidel Castro. He made me learn how to read.
Okay, so Biden's today's hallucination. Watch what happens in 3 days. And he will be seriously in trouble in court-wise. They're coming after him with that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Trump's still laughing behind the scenes.
It's hysterical. Yeah.
Yeah, they have news stories. Trump, though, he's very worried. He wanted Sanders, but now he's got Biden. He's in trouble. That's all journalistic hallucination. Correct?
Yeah. What Trump is saying is Earth girls are easy.
Okay. Oprah Winfrey fall, while discussing balance, was there a larger message about her that you had a say in, or just something that happened or nothing to do with us?
It was the funniest thing in the whole wide world.
Right. So why did you have that happen to her?
The climactic version of her experiential climate could not hold her abject aversion to gravity.
Right. She's correct to talk about balance. You talk about balance all the time.
Yeah, but she doesn't. She's not in balance. Look at her.
Right. So she knows the right thing to say.
She's one purge. She's one purge away from her next whole cheesecake.
Hmm. And why is that? Because she doesn't have strong minerals, and her body craves real stuff that we provide, but she doesn't get it.
She was fucked as a little girl, and she was raped and molested by angry black men and some plantation owners and some terrible cottonist king monarchs from some oligarch or gollylog or oligoggy boggy boggy. Something got a hold of her and messed her up forever, so she just don't think right. And
yeah,
so
now that did happen, or she just claims that?
Yeah, that did happen, yeah.
Okay. Does she talk about it publicly? Has she ever admitted that she was abused?
No. Yes, in her book, but it was just to sell books.
Right. Okay. Okay, a couple of headlines. What were they? Interest rates head towards zero. Is that good? Is that what Ayn predicts? That no interest rates. That's we were talking about last week.
Headed toward, not there, headed toward. It won't go to zero because that's why all the money comes here. It's because we pay interest. So you were talking about money and just printing money. We don't have to print money. They bring the money to us, Bob, from all over everywhere.
Yeah, the M2. We release the
M2. That's right.
Does now, anybody know part, that Trump did
no,
that and that
no,
it's working?
Yeah,
they
yes,
can't see that.
Yes, he said, I'm going to bring it all back home. He said, I'm going to let the money come back in. I'll drop the taxes.
They know. They know 40%. That's a factor in the economy. They don't say the economists should get on there. Like those guys that predicted this disaster, they're famous. They go to Davos and they want to know what that guy is
Carolyn
saying.
Carolyn doesn't have to move her company to Ireland to save on income taxes. They drop the taxes now. So she gets to have more of her money. Well, in having more of her money, she's able to do other things that are also stimulating the economy right here, not in Ireland. You see?
Why doesn't the New York guy say, oh, Trump's doing well because he let the M2 in? He doesn't.
They don't say that because they're making money. They're too busy fucking to be talking about intercourse.
Okay. Meanwhile, I don't know if it's good that the interest rates go towards zero. Is that a good pro-Trump or what? Or is it irrelevant?
It is pro-Trump. He would like it to be right at it because now, see, we can borrow more money. We can borrow more money, and when next thing we'll make it be so stable that when people give us money, they'll have to pay us money to watch their money.
Did you say watch, W-A-T-C-H, or W-A-S-H?
Yeah. No, watch, W-A-T-C-H.
C-H.
So you buy a bond, and we watch after your bond. We take care of your money. And when you sell the bond, we give you money for it. We watch over that. So if it's a negative interest rate, you have to pay us money to watch your bond, which is pretty sweet.
But
that's what Trump's thinking. This might be fun. But it's not good for the company, world, government, all that stuff, because it's sets a bad precedent.
So it just goes close. It just skirts close to it.
It would have to be, if you did this at all, it had to be a very short-term event.
Okay. Now, Do we broadcast what's happening to Jamie Dimon, or that's private?
That's private.
Okay. So
after he's dead, then you can.
Okay. He may not make it next year.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how the autopsy goes.
All right. There's nothing any political establishment, Republican, Democrat, anarchist, Russian, Chinese, can alter what the tech body's going to do in November 2020. That's all you need to know, right? Nothing's going to invoke the tech body's plan.
You keep morphing. The answer is the same, but the landscape, you're making pie. The recipe for pie is always the same. You ask us for the recipe, we give you the recipe for pie. Then the next thing you know, you get ready to make pie and you get a different oven or a different pan or a different house or a different place to eat the pie or a different place to store the pie, and everything shifts and changes. Sometimes it makes the perfect pie not agreeable, and that's what you're running into. You keep changing the scope.
I see that the scope, did you say?
The scope, yes.
Yeah. So I see that I didn't make a decision, so the virus took off, and I'm sort of like JW here. Let's bring it on now so we get involved sooner. We're impatient. Mm-hmm. That was the mm-hmm. advantage of having this coronavirus spiral out of control.
Nice. We don't mind that.
Right. But those surprises coming in many ways. And, you know, Trump and them don't mention Carolyn because Trump and them want to, at their meetings, because they want to keep it secret, keep it in small groups, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. If suddenly it was announced that our stuff worked, you'd have a billion people demanding it and raiding us and taking it over, right? They just take it over. They say, fuck you guys. How come you're only making it, you know, a jar a week? We need a billion jars in 2 days. So that's why we have to remain. That's the practical reason why we're not to be known about.
It is, and it lets you command your craft.
At our pace.
No, your pace. You got a mouse in your pocket, ain't no hour. It's your pace.
Yeah,
because they put you in front of the right number. You put in the right specific, and you have to go, and they have to put you on a world tube where everyone in the country has to listen to you. And it's like mousy tongue all over again, where you have to give them the riot act and tell them where their local FEMA cramp is and when they should, what they should take and not take before they go queue up to go. And if they're Canadian, they better just stay in Canada till things get a little better, and the issues when they have to do that. Who wants to be that guy, Bob? You want to be in the back saying, yep, there you go, yep. Look at those two.
That's what Open Delta is. Open Delta in the background.
You could do this, but no. You want to go worship Baal? Well, you can drink the gold then. If you want to worship Baal, it'll be good.
Did Ophanel early on make that mistake, and then by the time of Moses and that, he would just sit in the background, he knew better? Later.
It was just before the Sphinx.
When he changed or when he was the mouse?
When he noticed.
Oh, when he noticed it. Mm-hmm. And realized I'll just be executive producer.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Yeah. Right. So